And it's a beautiful, bright good morning to someone dedicated to keeping us well. And that, of course, is Carolyn Allen from Carolyn Allen Naturopathy and Yoga. And, of course, that was Carolyn Allen from Carolyn Allen Naturopathy Yoga, keeping our community connected.
Today I wanted to share some of the easy evidence-informed ways that we can support our immune system naturally, just in the lead up to winter.
Okay, you better tell us all about it.
Awesome. So the first thing you can do is make sure you stay hydrated. So this can often drop as the weather cools down, but we want to stay hydrated because it helps us to maintain optimum bodily functions and helps to transport our nutrients to the cells and also toxins. So we want to stay hydrated throughout the colder months. The next thing that I would recommend you do to prioritize rest. So avoid pushing through, and we really need to, as the winter months come in, to just listen to our bodies and rest, because quality sleep is what's going to keep us really well.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing is I recommend that everybody book in to see their GP and just get a general checkup. And the things you want to check are your vitamin D level. You know, have a look at your iron, have a look at zinc, have a look at all of it. So just a checkup with your doctor to make sure everything is where it needs to be. And then on the side of that, I also recommend checking in with a naturopath, especially if you've got anything like gut health issues or you feel like you get sick at the drop of a hat. So if you're somebody who will pick up a cold just by walking past someone, check in with a naturopath because they can give you some supporting supplements and be really targeted with what they're giving you. So that's really important. Don't just take everything. Just check in with a professional and they'll be able to guide you. The other thing I would recommend is to start using nutrient-dense foods and broths in your cooking. So one thing I tend to do all the time, actually, but especially in winter, is I'll cook with, you know, bone broth, which support our immune system by providing essential nutrients and amino acids that's helped to strengthen our gut health and also help to reduce inflammation. So I'll just cook soups in winter, and I'll make sure I add lots of fruit, lots of different veggies, bone broths, and it just is really, really good for our immune system. And on that, focusing on really whole foods. So lots of fruit, lots of vegetables, lots of protein, and just making sure you're getting lots of leafy greens and colorful foods. And I recommend, this is something that I do myself, is set a little challenge where I will see how many different vegetables I can get in 1 week. So just trying to aim for variety, which is, I don't know, a little challenge makes everything a little bit more fun.
It does.
It does. And the last thing is, even though it's cold, make sure you get some exercise. So even if it's walking or just some tailored yoga classes or relaxed yoga classes, but just moving the body because it helps to stimulate immune function and improve circulation. And it's also really good for our mood and our level. So as the winter months come in, the weather is, you know, not as happy, move your body because it's going to help lift your spirits. And that's all I would recommend at the moment.
That sounds pretty good to me, Carolyn, and we do appreciate those words of wisdom. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to hear those tips again, head to the 101.5 FM webpage and search podcast. And you can even leave a question there for Carolyn if you'd like to do that on our contact page. And of course, that was Carolyn Allen, Naturopathy and Yoga, keeping our community connected and well.